She looked so excited that Kathleen regarded her with interest. The more so because instead of taking her basket of market produce through to the kitchen, Peggy had just dumped it on the bed. It's really amazing how things work out sometimes. And I still can't believe that we may, after all, be able to keep you here. Keep me here? Kathleen gazed at her for an explanation. But what do you mean? Peggy fumbled in the pockets of her slacks for the soft paper package of cigarettes that usually reposed in one or the other of them, and selected and lighted one before satisfying the other's curiosity. The deliberate movements of her slim, tanned fingers, Kathleen found almost maddeningly exasperating just then. "Darling, you did say you would like to stay in Portugal, if it was humanly possible, didn't you?"
"Why, yes. You know I'd love to stay, but..."
"And you're not really serious about that job that was offered to you in the home counties? Or was it the West Country? It sounded terribly dull. So, I didn't take much notice when you were telling me all about it."
"You mean the one with the backward girl? Coaching her?"
"Something like that, poor child. I'm sorry for her if she's backward, but what sort of life would you have, shut up with her in a schoolroom? And as soon as she'd picked up a bit and was ready for school, you'd be sent packing. Whereas with the de Chavez children, you might be able to settle down for a year or two."
"The de Chavez children?
The Conde's nephews. You haven't met them because we don't normally mix in the exalted circles he moves in. And the atmosphere surrounding the people he knows is a little rarefied. We're just part of the English colony here. And worse than that, we're bohemian. Artists, you know. And even in England, folk who live by their brush are sometimes looked at a little askance." She sounded a little breathless, and Kathleen pulled her down on the end of the bed, alongside the suitcase and the shopping basket. The two girls were much of a height, and much of a build. Slim.